So in this week's Parsha, Parshas Lukas, we have the story of Nacholei Arnon. What's Nacholei Arnon? The Torah tells us, the Torah doesn't really specify what exactly happened, but it says that Am Yisrael were going to Nacholei Arnon. And then what happened was, something incredible happened, something miraculous happened, and then Am Yisrael said a Shira. So Rashi explains what exactly happened. Rashi says that he brings a whole story that the Ummah Sa'ilam wanted to go and throw on Am Yisrael arrows and items, chitzim, and rocks from the mountain. And they were standing on one mountain, one side of the mountain. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu took the two mountains and crushed them together, and that's how he killed all the Amorim. That's what it says. Like a woman going to a maid going to greet her master. So the goyim were sitting in pits that they dug into the mountain, and the other side of the mountain had these rocks which were sticking out, and the rocks went into these caves and killed all the Amorites. That's what the big nation happened. Amisal did not know about it until the bear Miriam, the water had blood in it, and then they realized that there was a big miracle that happened. That's what the Rashi brings over here. It's interesting, the Gemara in Perek Aroi and Brachos and Dafim Dalit, the Gemara there speaks about the concept that a person needs to do a bracha al anis. Person needs to do a bracha when he sees places where happened nisi to Am Yisrael. So I roi makom shalso ben nisi Yisrael oma baruch shalso nisi avisein makom azeh. He has to say a bracha baruch shalso nisi. So then the Gemara goes and brings a brisa, and the Gemara brings a few stories, and the Gemara says a few examples. Haroye ma'avor sayoyim yam where the Yam Suf is, where Am Yisrael in the Yam Suf. Ma'avor sayayim where Am Yisrael crossed the Yarden. Ma'avor es nacholei Arnon. Our this week's parasha, Avnei al Gabish b'Moed Beis Choren, the rocks that Shmuel threw from Shemayin and Beis Choren, and the Ebek Shabikish Lizuk Oyim Lachabash. The Gemara brings a few examples, and all these cases, the Gemara says that you have to do a bracha, and then the Gemara goes to explain the cases, and the Gemara goes and focuses on the story that we have in this week's parasha, and the Gemara says the same thing. What happened exactly in Achalei Arnon? Because it says in the pasuk, "Ezvoyev b'sufa." Says the one who's Ezvoyev. Ezvoyev are two mitzurayim that were in the end of the machne, and it says the whole story about the amuroyim standing in the mountain. But the Gemara adds one more thing. The Gemara says, "Velo aviyadei the goyim that went up there did not know the orin of a maske kamar Yisrael. The orin went in front of Am Yisrael. But the mamichlo torim mekamayim. He made the mountains go down whenever the Am Yisrael passed by. He straightened up." The area, made everything a valley. There's no mountains. So he flattened out. So that's what the Gemara adds. The Gemara says, they didn't realize that the Arun was going in front of them. The Arun flattened up the mountains. So they were waiting in the mountains, implied from the Gemara, when the Arun came, he flattened out the mountains, and therefore the Goyim died. That's an addition to the Rashi HaChumash doesn't say. Rashi HaChumash says, it brings the Pashas of Medrash, that the two mountains got close to each other, and they squished everybody inside. Here, the Gemara's Mashra, just what happened is wherever they went, the Arun just flattened everything. He flattened that as well. That's so. First of all, the Shaila is, what's the reason that we have a difference? Of course, it sounds a little bit like two different stories. One story is you have a mountain, two mountains crushing each other, and the other one is that the Arun went and flattened everything out.
That's what he's saying. It's not just apes, snakes, and scorpions. It killed every animal, every lion, everything was all the animals were knocked out.
Yeah, when it was caves, scorpions. It's the Meroi. The goyim were there. They killed the goyim.
No, I understand. I'm just saying that we know that the arm, whatever.
Oh yeah, everything in front of you.
Scorpions. What's next?
Yeah, now see, even amount, right? Chayim according to everything. There's a different shayla that you're mentioning here. The first you're asking over here says why it says the arm did it. It says chulda no Yaakov used to do it. Okay, so that's another shayla. It's another shayla. But anyway, so that's what it says. So first of all, it's two different stories. But second, the chulda you have over here a problem. With what the Gemara says. Why? Because we have an halacha. These halachas are brought down in the Shulchan Aruch, Tzimun Reish Shulches. And the Shulchan Aruch says, you have to do a bracha on Nisim that happened to Am Yisrael. So the Mishnah Berurah brings the following. He's quoting the Mogen Avraham, and he's really quoting the Mishnah Berurah inside, because the Mishnah Berurah goes and explains the Mogen Avraham. So Avraham says, "Dafka anach kadeim shenika hanes v'toch hamokah." You need to do a bracha only in a place where the miracle is apparent from its place. What do you mean apparent? Says the Mishnah Berurah Pirush. Shebereseinu ma'avoris hayom. When we see Yamsuf, we remember shamayim aylu nichtzu l'gzoy. Oh, Yamsuf was divided into small bit, into half. Was opened up. Chemayad and etc. You have to see the place where the miracle happened. Avu b'lavachi says the Mogen Avraham. In other cases, you don't say. What is the other case? Bereinu somach l'ushalayim. Come next to Yerushalayim. There was a big miracle that happened over there. What happened? We know that the army of Sennacherib was sitting around Yerushalayim. What happened? They all died in one night. Everyone, all of them died. Great nace. So you should say a bracha. So you don't say that. Why? It's not clear. It's not apparent from the place. It says the Mishnah Berurah Pirush. You know where it happened. When I see Yamsu, I say here there was a big miracle. The miracle was the Yamsu split. When I see the stones that were thrown from Shemayim, these stones were thrown from Shemayim. When I see Yerushalayim, I don't see what happened here special. There was nothing here in Yerushalayim. It happened in this location, but you don't see the thing itself. Now, L'chura, when we're talking about the nace that happened in this week's parasha, what was the nace? According to what the Gemara is saying, it wasn't a special nace. Wherever they went, the Aron flattened out the land. It wasn't anything special. You see here, you say, oh, here we see a big nace that happened. The nace happened anyway. Happened to be that in this case, where everything flattened out, there were goyim in the mountains. There wasn't a specific nace for here. So the Chura, if, it seems from the Mishnah Berurah, from what the Mogen Avraham says, the nace has to be so specific that you look at this place, you say, oh, here I see something. This item was done a special thing that never happened before. But here it happened everywhere. It's not something unique to this. So if so, why do you say a bracha on Dennis? That will be the shayla on this week's parasha. So this is really just a way, which I think maybe based on what you learned today, we'll have a little bit of an answer. But it's more of just to emphasize a very geshmaka point that comes out on this bracha, the specific bracha that is negated to this week's parasha. In the end of the siman, Reshut Ches, the Shulchan Aruch brings a machlokes regarding Birkas Anes. Shulchan Aruch says a following. You do the nes, you do the bracha, only the nes which is miraculous, which is supernatural, which is above the, it's not something which is, doesn't fit nature. But a nes which is part of the, you know, it was nature, it was a natural mahalach, it was a nes, it was a natural thing. Kegoyim, what's an example? Shabo ganovim balayla. Came thieves in the middle of the night. And he was saved from the thieves. Well, there was no miraculous things. There was no supernatural thing to happen. This you don't do a bracha, says the Shulchan Aruch. Some argue. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. End of Simen Reishut Ches. Comes the Mogen Avraham, and he says, doesn't make any sense. He says, V'loy matasim yishcholik. Nobody argues on that. I can even say a miracle is, it's natural, it's not nice. That's what he says. He says, I agree that sometimes you'll do that on Birkas HaGoyim. The Taz also points it out. Taz says, furthermore, and this thing comes to Vilna Goyim, he also argues on the case that even a natural thing to do a bracha. The Vilna Goyim says, according to that, the part of the halacha is a Birkas Hanes is. They have to do Birkas Hanes every time you go through that place, or every time you see the person happen to it. And if you have to do it every 30 days. And if it's an individual, not Am Yisrael, so not only he does the bracha, but his children and his grandchildren do the bracha as well. So it says the Goyim, according to that, every time a woman gives birth, it's a big miracle. It's a nes. So you should have, that's what the Goyim says. According to that, you should have to do the bracha every time. He says,
birthday?
It is a birthday, I'm saying, but for a lady. He says, that can be. So what is the Goyim saying? He says, you can't be the Baruch HaLanes will be such a thing which is included in the nature of the world. Everybody's pointing out basically to Agoyma, because we know that when a woman gives birth, she does do Birkas Agoyma. Right? The question, how do you do the Minhag? Who does the Birkas Agoyma? But there's the Birkas Agoyma. You have to do Birkas Agoyma on that. So Birkas Agoyma is different than the Bracha of a Nes. What's the difference? So, right, basically, this is following to what the Shulchan Aruch says in the next thing, except in Rishites, is the halachas of Birkas Agoyma. And there in Birkas Agoyma it says that there's a discussion, do you say a bracha only the four that are mentioned in the Gemara, which is the one that pass goes through a sea, or, someone was sick. What happens any miracle? Do you say Birkas Agoyma on that? Sabach Lekis. And the Shulchan Aruch brings that the two shittas we pass, can you do Birkas Agoyma? So Birkas Agoyma is different. Why? What is the difference? Why in Birkas Anes? All the Nois HaKelim were bothersome. Okay, I understand something which is a miracle, which is in the realm of nature, that you could do Birkas Agoyma. But Birkas Anes you can't do. So what's the difference? So seemingly what the Chaim say over here, so when I saw that later, that's brought down in the name of Rabbi Chaim Brisker, said a similar idea, just in a different way. That really, it's really the definition of what this bracha is all about. Birkas Agoyma is Birkas HaShvach. You're saying, thank you, Hashem. Hashem, thank you so much for saving me, for doing for me this thing. We spoke about it here a few weeks ago, that Birkas Agoyma you have, that you say Birkas Agoyma, the halacha is, you have to say Birkas Agoyma in front of 10 people. Because you have to say thank you in front of a tzibur. You have to come and announce it, doing Birkas Agoyma. Birkas Agoyma is thanking Hashem. You say it to Hashem, thank you. They say it once and you're done. You say thank you for what happened. Person has a big nace, he goes up in shul, says a Birkas Agoyma, and goes up, that's it, it's all done. That's what Birkas Agoyma is all about. That could be anything. Anytime a person got something, he has to thank Hashem. But the bracha of a nace, that the Gemara talks about in these cases, in case of a hamisul or individual, is not a bracha of a shvach, thank Hashem for what he did. But it's more of a bracha of hakara, of a recognition that something significant happened to us that impacts our life in a daily basis. We have here something which, this added to our life. We have some kind of appearance. Well, in other words, we saw, nace means there was we saw here in front of our eyes a gilui of Hashem, and we're doing a bracha for the gilui of Hashem. It's not thank you Hashem for saving us. We're not saying thank you shvach for the fact that we were saved for somewhere. It's the recognition of what's going on in the world. So usually we know Kesh Baruch Hu is everywhere, but Kesh Baruch Hu, as brought down, atak kel mistata, you can't see him. But once in a while, there's a gilu here, I saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that gilu, you need to go and you need to come and emphasize that we recognize it. It's not enough to say it once. Every time that you're affiliated with it, you see the place, you remember, this is where I saw Hashem, there was a gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you say a bracha. It's not a birka of shvach, it's a birka of a recognition of this is what's going on. Now, so, mele what? Mele, say the sekelim. If you have something which is, it's Kabbalah, you were saved, there were thieves that came in your house, and you were saved from them, you could do a Agoyma. You're saying Shvach to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You know Kadosh Baruch Hu was involved. But you didn't see here a miraculous thing. Wherever you look, you see Kadosh Baruch Hu running the world. But in order to do Birkas Anes, there was an extra layer of gilui, of recognition. Here, I saw something which is significant in my life, which is adding to the regular day-to-day life that we have. That's why it's different. So according to that, now with that I understand, that's what that's all about. That, by the way, that Rav Chaim is talking about, there's some Rishayim want to say, there's a Machlokes Rishayim, do you say Birkas Anes every time you go through that place, once every 30 days, or you do it only one time? The Ravid says you do it only once. So he says, the Ravid learns this Birkas HaShvach. The other Rishayim learn differently. And therefore, there's a thing to do it. So that's one of the points that come out from it, and there's many others. But according to that, maybe if you go back to this this expansion, you can say the following. Now that we understand that this is the gilui over here, it's not thank you Hashem for the miracle. So you would think, when the Mishnah tells us it needs to be something which is you could point out, this rock happened a miracle. So you went in the Mishabeach, here's what I see it, here it happened. So we ask, but if it happened always, but every time the Aaron went, everything was slanted out, there was nothing specific over here. It's brought down in the different Sfarim. The main idea that was the Amisur realized over here was, what happened? They didn't see the nace. They didn't see the goyim die. But they understood from what happened that HaKadosh Baruch Hu always does nisi for them behind their backs. Right? They didn't even realize it. It's possible when Amisur going in the midbar, they just saw flat land. They didn't realize the flat land was coming from, I mean, maybe they knew it, but they didn't, it wasn't like a miracle that happened as they were going. It was a recognition that Kadosh Baruch Hu does nisim to Am Yisrael without even them realizing or seeing it or needing it. They're coming, everything is already mesuder. It was a special recognition, that's what it was. That's what it says, Eisvoyev, the Gemara says, there were two mitzurayim v'kitzei ha-machaneh that show it. Eisvoyev, it's like outside people, Am Yisrael doesn't even see it. It's, you have to have these mitzurayim which are seeing and recognizing what's going on. That's the chiddush of the nes. So one could say the following. You know what the nes was over here? The nes wasn't the recognition of this specific time that the goyim died. But it was the recognition that Kishbuch was taking care of Amishu wherever they are. Obviously, there was a gilui through here. So you're saying, yeah, but every time the Aaron went, so there was flat land. Yeah, we're saying thank you for that as well. There's a recognition of that as well. So you're saying that we have to have a nes of Atzalah. So the nes of Atzalah, we toilet in that time when the goyim died. But it's not that we're saying thank you. It's not like because of Shvach, thank you for that specific nes. It is a recognition of what Kishbuch does to us. So maybe it could be, even though maybe it happened many times before, but this specific thing, the recognition comes over here, really it affects all the things that the Aaron did during the Midbar. And with that, it could be that's why the Gemara and the Rashi are basically saying two things, which are the same thing. Rashi says they were questioned the mountain. That was the nes. The Gemara tells us it really happened mineile. It wasn't something that happened, they were crushing the mountain, but it happened with Aaron. To tell you, what we are Mishabab, what brought us here to say a special bracha is the fact that the goyim died, for sure. But what the Brikas Adar is referring to, says the Gemara, is the fact that it's happening mineile, it's not recognition. The recognition is for every time the Aaron goes in the Midbar. We say, maybe that will be the Peshat.